Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 87th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Once again, we are in the redesigned era, and we're back to a normal episode format, or at least a format we're used to, instead of the three stories we got last week. So let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Sins of the Father, original air date September 30, 1997. We start off in an alley as a street urchin is being chased by a guard for stealing some bread. And then we hear this song.
Come on, let's get out of here. Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen. That's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm pro.
Riff raff, straight rat,
scoundrel,
take that.
Just a little snack, guys.
Wait, sorry, I was watching Aladdin for some reason. Okay. So we start this episode of Batman with a street urchin being chased by a guard for stealing some bread. This little kid is being chased by a cop for stealing his donuts. The cop is this skinny old man that looks like Stan Lee. The kid runs up a fire escape and he is trapped somehow, even though you can clearly see he has various routes to go to. The cop tries to climb after him, but the kid all of a sudden takes out a batarang. He throws it, and it boomerangs back to him, cutting a clothesline on the way, causing the cop to be wrapped up to the ladder with a bedsheet. So the kid gets away. We fade to two thugs walking through a beat-up apartment building. They're looking for someone named Drake. They kick in the door, but they find an empty apartment. At that moment, the little kid with the donuts comes in through the window. The thugs try to grab him, but he escapes by throwing the donuts in their face. He runs to the outside, and he bumps into someone and falls. We pan up and see that he ran right into Two-Face, who looks amazing. Holy hell, the redesign made him look great. Everybody praises Scarecrow's new redesign, but I think Two-Face is probably the best one. He just looks more streamlined. He looks leaner. His scarred face, it just looks really great, full of sharp angles. As compared to the regular side, which is slightly less detailed than before. I can't really explain it, but he just looks amazing in my opinion. Two-Face ties up the kid and takes him to the docks for some reason. Turns out the kid is the son of the man that Two-Face is looking for. Somebody named Shifty Drake. So, Shifty Drake stole something from Two-Face and he ran out of town, leaving his son alone. Two-Face and the kid have a talk.
So, you're Shifty Drake's boy, huh?
I'm not afraid of you.
Then you're dumber than your old man. Now talk. Where is he?
How about I go check his calendar?
He stole something from me.
You're charming good looks?
I like that exchange. He has sass. So the thugs frisk the kid and they find the letter in his pocket. It's addressed to Timmy, so this kid's name is Tim Drake. Two-Face opens the letter and a key falls out. Two-Face grabs the key, he flips his coin, and he tells the thugs to kill Tim. The thugs are about to shoot this little kid in the face in the cartoon, but Batman shows up and Batman fights the thugs. Tim manages to escape his binds and he grabs the letter. Two-Face throws a giant crane hook at Batman and it hits Batman, knocking him down into some barrels. The thugs shoot the barrels and the whole dock just explodes. Tim and Batman dove to the water below, but Batman is seriously hurt. Two-Face's thugs search the water, so Batman summons the Batboat via remote control. Batman and Tim get inside, barely dodging the bullets from Two-Face's thugs. They get away to the Batcave as Batman passes out. The Batboat arrives at the Batcave, and as Alfred approaches, he finds Tim inside. Tim explores the Batcave, and he sees the old, quote-unquote, Robin suit, even though it looks completely different and it's obviously made for a little kid. Tim asks, what happened to Robin? But he gets no answer. And I can't believe that he didn't get an answer. I can't believe Alfred didn't just tell him all about how Batman stole his teenage son's girlfriend, impregnated her, and then she had a miscarriage. Kids love miscarriages. Look, I'm sorry. That's canon. And I'm not just going to overlook it and forget about it. That is part of this Batman cartoon because some writer thought it would be cool and edgy. That is just stupid. So, Alfred tends to Batman's wounds, and Tim leaves the Batcave and goes into Wayne Manor. He sees some cash, and he's about to steal it, but then he sees a wall of awards to Bruce Wayne. He puts two and two together and realizes that Bruce Wayne is Batman's roommate. Can't believe that. At this moment, Tim is attacked by a shadowy figure. Tim is taken downstairs by Batgirl, and Tim says that he can keep a secret. You can trust him. And at that moment, Batgirl lifts Tim's shirt and a bunch of cash that he tried to steal falls out. Batman asks Tim if he knows what Two-Face wanted from his father. Tim says that his father stole something from Two-Face and skipped town. Batgirl is worried that Tim is alone now, but Tim says that he can take care of himself. Tim takes out his Batarang and shows off his boomerang skill. And Tim says that he found the Batarang when Batman dropped it after stopping a crime. Tim hands the letter to Batgirl, and Batman mentions that the key fell from there. Batgirl sees that there's an impression of the key left on the paper, and Batman recognizes the key immediately as belonging to a locker in Gotham's airport because he's the world's greatest detective, or the plot just needed to move quickly. We go to Gotham Airport, where Two-Face and his thugs are opening the locker with the key. No one recognizes Two-Face. He's not disguised. There are zero cops at this airport, and no civilians recognize Gotham's former DA who was scarred with acid and now wears a half-black, half-white suit. Anyway, they get a bag of chemicals out of the locker when Batman and Batgirl show up. Batgirl fights the thugs, and Batman goes after Two-Face. Two-Face takes off in one of those little baggage carts that looks like a small train, and Batman gets on the back. Two-Face shoots at Batman, and when he runs out of bullets, Batman throws a suitcase at Two-Face's head. And, okay, this is just pretty hilarious. They both crash, Jackass-style, into the runway, but Batman gets pinned underneath the cart. Two-Face sees that a plane is about to land, so he runs away, leaving Batman to be crushed. Batman uses his grapple to get out of harm's way, of course. Back at Wayne Manor, and Tim can't sleep. He's having nightmares about his dad. Down in the Batcave, Batman finds out what happened to Tim's dad.
I think I've ID'd his father. Stephen Shifty Drake.
Burglary, armed robbery, grand theft.
Started when he was a kid. A real hard luck case.
Just like his son.
Are you looking for sympathy?
From you? Heaven forbid. What's the matter?
They found a John Doe in Metropolis River whose prints match his father's.
That means he's not coming back. My old man. He's gone for good. That's what a John Doe means, right?
Well, we can't be absolutely...
Yes.
He was never gonna come back for me anyway. He was too scared.
Oh yeah, he's full on dick mode Batman now. I know that Batman is like a jerk and he's a serious character, but that kind of became a thing from this season onto Justice League. If you pay attention, he was much nicer and like he was still a jerk, but he did have empathy and he seemed to care about people. Now he's just an ass. So Alfred comes in and he tells Batman that Two-Face is on the TV.
Attention. People of Gotham City, I've got a simple equation for you. 1 + 1 = Armageddon. When these liquids are mixed together, they create a nasty gas. Unless I receive $22 million by 2 a.m., there'll be two kinds of citizens in Gotham. The dying and the dead.
Tim tells Batman that Two-Face has a hideout in the old Janus Theater. He found out when he followed his dad there one day. Batman and Batgirl leave, but Tim wants to come along. Batman says no, and they drive away in the new Batmobile. And it's just like some black sports car. I mean, it's not really great. That old, the one from the old series, the long limo one, is like so much better. Alfred and Tim stand and they look at Robin's costume fondly. Gee, I wonder what's gonna happen. In Janice Theater, Two-Face is about to arm the bomb when Batman appears. Batman and Batgirl fight a whole bunch of Two-Face's thugs. We see Tim, who is now wearing Robin's costume, outside riding on the roof of a bus. Why? Why this? Why not give him like this really cool intro and you get the opportunity too? Instead, he's just there on top of a bus. Two-Face arms the bomb and the timer is set at 3 minutes. Because, you know, Two-Face's whole shtick is the number 3. Why would you give it 3 minutes? Whoever's writing this, it's like they wrote this. It feels like a Die Hard script where it was written for something else and they threw Die Hard on it. It feels like this was written for another villain and then they just threw Two-Face on there. Why give it 3 minutes? Two-Face grabs a machine gun and holds Batman and Batgirl at bay. He puts on a gas mask and he looks cool as heck with that thing on. Robin shows up and he kicks a thug who's already on the floor defeated. Like, sure, the guy's crawling to grab a gun, but why? Like, that's not a cool intro at all. They still had the chance to make it cool, but then they do this. Okay, so Batman sees Robin, and Batman says, oh no. Robin throws some film reels at Two-Face, but then Robin gets smacked in the face with a crowbar by another thug as a tribute to Jason Todd, the second Robin. And he gets grabbed by Two-Face. So, you had this opportunity. Two-Face is holding Batgirl and Batman at bay. There's absolutely nothing they can do. The timer's gonna go down. Everybody's gonna die because of this poison gas or whatever. Why not have Robin show up at this point, throw that batarang he's always carrying with him, and then we see him, and it's like, oh my god, how cool. No, instead, we see him riding a bus, and then he kicks a dude who's already, like, down. And then he gets smacked in the face with a crowbar, so it's not really that great a debut for Robin here. Two-Face then says this to Robin.
It's been a long time, Bird Boy.
Does Two-Face think that this is Dick Grayson? I mean, Dick was like 19 years old the last time you saw him. It obviously wasn't this like 4 foot tall little 8-year-old. Robin now uses his batarang to cut the ropes on the ceiling structure and kill a thug. He killed him. There's really no other way around that one. Two-Face drops Robin and tries to run away, but he runs into Batman. They get in a fist fight, and I guess Two-Face just lost all his strength with the redesign, because he used to be a beast. Like, seriously, he was strong as hell, and he was like one of Batman's toughest villains. But Batman beats him pretty easily now. Batgirl disarms the bomb by just pulling the wires and stopping it with 2 seconds left. See? Two is his whole gimmick. Then why would you give the timer 3 minutes? I'm sorry, that just bugs me. Robin celebrates, but Batman stares him down. We cut to a gym in Wayne Manor where Barbara Gordon, Tim Drake, and Bruce Wayne are sparring as Alfred watches. And then this happens.
You work with me, Tim. You follow the rules. Rule number one, you give me everything you've got. Rule number two, then you give me more. And rule number three, I make the rules.
Watch out for that last one, kid. It's a killer.
Dick.
My word.
Hey, no one can be a boy wonder forever.
The end. God, I hate that ending. So it's supposed to show us that Dick is all grown up and he's Nightwing now. But if you're going to do that, then don't do your whole stupid miscarriage storyline. And yes, I know you guys are sick of hearing about it. And yes, I know not everyone followed the comic books. And yes, I'm pretty sure that the storyline came later. But why would you do that? Why would you make something like that canon? It's just dumb. So, like, why is Dick happy to see them, first of all? Why is Barbara all excited? Like, seriously, it should be where everyone's just, like, awkwardly standing around saying, like, what are you doing here? So, I don't like this ending. Let's just go to some after-show notes. You know, there's a whole tale to be told about all three Robins, about Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, and Tim Drake. I'm pretty sure I'll get to that in a later episode. Although, I'm pretty sure I've done history on all the Robins when I did the Robins Reckoning episode. I'm pretty sure I went in depth to the history of Dick Grayson Robin, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned the Jason Todd history before. I may not have done the Tim Drake history, but I'll get to it when I get to it. All right, let's move on to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right, everybody, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 87, so where would I rank this one? I don't know, it's an okay episode, it's not the best. I think the show, I'm thinking of this season as kind of a whole new show because it changed so much, and not just from its appearance, but storytelling as well. The show seems more violent somehow. There's more gunplay, there's more shooting, more pointing guns at children. It's, I know maybe I'm sounding like a old, like, get off my lawn type guy. It just seems very different. It has a very different tone to it as well. It just seems more mean-spirited somehow. So I guess the way I could say it. Yes, the past series had some serious episodes. They were really well done. And yes, we do have some really good episodes in this season, but we kind of have to just ease our way into them. This episode, it's, as I said, it's okay. They could have done better with Robin's reveal. I hate the whole ending with Dick Grayson. Let's see, where would we rank this one? Let's look at the 70s. At number 70, we have Blind as a Bat. And that's actually not that good an episode. That's the one where Penguin blinds Batman, and it's actually pretty bad. Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne is right above that. That's the episode with Dr. Hugo Strange, where he's trying to bid out Batman's secret identity to Joker, Two-Face, and Penguin. That's not that good an episode either. The Last Laugh, I believe that's the episode with Captain Clown. Let's look up a bit more. Let's look at the 60s. Hey, my old friend, the Clock King, at number 60. Oh boy, I can't get away from that guy, can I? Is this episode better than the Clock King? Yes. Yes, it is. Alright, so let's see. Okay, this is where I probably see it fitting into. So we have at number 57, Shadow of the Bat Part 2. That's the origin of Batgirl, the second part. That one, it's okay. I thought the first one was much better done. This kind of seems to be on par with that. Right above that, number 56, we have The Lion and the Unicorn. And that was the last episode of the original run of the series. That is with Alfred when they show he used to be a English spy or whatever it was. And that's pretty cool. That's a pretty decent episode. I still think this one's slightly better than that, though. At number 55, we have Riddler's Reform, and that's the episode where Riddler's tricking everybody into thinking that he has become a new person away from crime, and I like that episode better than this one. That's a good episode. So I think that this one, Sins of the Father, the origin of the second Robin in this series, while it's not a bad episode, it's not really one of the best ones, so it does fit somewhere a little bit below the middle. So our new number 56, Sins of the Father. All right, everybody. So before I leave you this week, I actually want to bring this up. If you're a part of the Facebook group, remember, go to Facebook and join the I'm Batman, the podcast group. I've been talking about it there. I've been talking about it on Twitter and Instagram. I am going to do a contest, I'm Batman, the podcast contest. But instead of doing like I did last year where it was just a raffle, I'm actually going to tie this to the WWE Royal Rumble, which is happening on January 28th, I believe. This year, there are two Royal Rumble matches. There is a Women's Royal Rumble and a Men's Royal Rumble. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the rules, Royal Rumble match is 30 participants. One participant comes to the ring every 2 minutes or minute 30, depending on what they're doing that year. And 30 participants go in. To be eliminated, they must be tossed over the top rope. Both their feet have to touch the ground. And the last person to be in the ring wins the match. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw a name and draw a number. And if your number wins, if the wrestler that comes out at your number entry wins the Royal Rumble, then you win the prize. I do not have a prize picked out yet. I think I'm going to see who wins it. There's going to be two winners. And then just depending on who wins it, I'll pick out like a really good Batman-related prize for them. I believe at the moment I have 45 entrants. I need 60, so I need 15 more entrants. If you're interested in being part of the contest, if you're in the Batman group, if you're in the Facebook Batman group, you're automatically entered already. So you're already part of that first 45 entrants. So if you're not, though, if you're just a listener, you can send me an email to captain_marvelous1. And that's captain_marvelous, the number one, at yahoo.com. Just send me an email telling me, hey, I want to be part of the Rumble. This is my name. And that's all you need. I'll enter you in the Rumble. I have 15 spots open. Once I fill out the 60 entrants, I'm going to do a special bonus episode reviewing a Batman short. It's called Chase Me. It stars Batman and Catwoman. It has to do with this redesigned era. I will do a review of that, and at the end of that, I will draw the names and numbers. Now, as I mentioned, there's two matches, so I'm looking. There's 30 participants in each. I'm looking for 60 people. I will draw out the name, and I will draw out a number, and then I will assign which match you are participating in. So it could be women's or men's. I'm not sure yet how we'll do that. I'll probably just flip a coin and see who goes first, the men or the women, and then I'll draw out the names. So you could be in the first 30 in the men's, or you could be the other 30 in the women's. It's not that complicated. I'm just rambling, so it makes it seem that way. But yes, if you want to participate, send me an email, captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com, or you can go to our Facebook group and look for I'm Batman the Podcast, join the group, or you could post a message in the group saying that you would like to be a part of it. On Twitter, I am capped_marvelous, that's CAPT_marvelous. You could also send me a message through there, or you could look for me on Instagram for captain_marvelous, and you could send me a message there as well. So those are all the ways you could enter. As I said, I haven't determined the price, and I'll probably determine it based on who wins. I usually make prices worth your while, so I'm pretty excited for that. Once all the entrants are in, once you see that bonus episode up, that means you missed your chance if you didn't enter. So that's what I wanted to say about that. And everybody, I want to thank you for listening. And remember, once again, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts, or want to join the Batman Royal Rumble contest, send your emails to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are the second Robin.
Hey, you! Let us through, it's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eyes. Make way, here he comes, ring bells, bang the drum. I hear man, I love this sky. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa. Genuflect, show some respect, down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm, brush up your Sunday salon. And come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababa. Strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
He faced the galloping hordes.
100 bad guys with swords.
Who sent those goons to their lords?
Why, Prince Ali.
got 75 golden carats.
Don't they look lovely, June? Fabulous, Harry. I love the feathers.
When it comes to exotic type mammals,
has he got the zoo?
I'm telling you, it's a world-class menagerie.
Prince Ali, handsome as he, Ali Ababa. That's a zig. How can I speak wicked the name? Well, get on out in that square. I just about prepared.
Was a sight lovely to see,
and that good people is why he got dialed up and dropped by.
Princess.